Track 6 and more news stories. Village pub sale agreed. Plans to revive a Teignbridge village pub have taken a major step forward. The Kenton Pub and Community Group has announced that the sale of the Dolphin Pub has been agreed. Full details will be revealed at a community meeting being held on December the 13th at Kenton Victory Hall. The sale signals a new future for the 4 Street Pub, which has remained in a derelict state for some years. The community group of committed villagers was formed with the aim of transforming the building into an inclusive and sustainable space to operate as a pub and a community hub. Set up as a not-for-profit community benefit society, the group believes the pub is a vital asset to Kenton to contribute to the village's social fabric, cultural life, and the local economy. By owning the property, the aim is to transform it by celebrating its historic character while serving the needs of today's Kenton residents and visitors. The fundraising goal is an estimated £400,000 to cover all costs and contingencies, including the purchase. It's all about protecting our village spirit, creating a space for all ages, and ensuring Kenton continues to thrive for generations to come.
Council shake-up could wipe out independence. Shaking up the structure of local councils could sound the death knell for independent councillors. Go-it-alone candidates won't stand a chance of winning expanded council wards under the new structure, according to Teignbridge independent Liam Malone. Only candidates with a big party backing will stand a chance of success. This will make independent councillors extinct, Councillor Malone told a meeting of the full council. The larger the catchment area you represent, the harder it is to capture those votes without parties. Each councillor in Teignbridge currently represents roughly 1,300 people. Under the authority's proposed new unitary structure, that will rise to around 4,500 people per councillor. Teignbridge Council has signed off its response to the government's sweeping reorganisation plans, which will see district councils abolished by May 2028. The majority of members voted to back a 4-5-1 model, in which Plymouth forms one of 3 new unities in Devon. Teignbridge, Torbay, South Hams and West Devon would create another, while Exeter, East Devon, Mid Devon, North Devon and Torridge would form the other. Councillor Bullivant warned that the model would saddle local people with debts from other authorities and its promised savings would be hard to deliver. How do we work for the benefit of local residents? In a complicated sequence of votes, which required the skills of the council's monitoring officer, the 4-5-1 option was eventually endorsed. Members did add a wish for the boundaries of Dartmoor National Park to be left intact in whichever model the government chooses.
More than 150 deaths in poverty in Teignbridge. More than 150 people in Teignbridge spent their final months living in poverty last year, new analysis suggests. End-of-life charity Marie Curie, which carried out the research, urged the government to expand support for dying people so they do not spend their final months in cold homes and facing spiralling bills. The charity's Dying in Poverty 2025 report estimates 169 people who died in Teignbridge last year spent their final months living in poverty, accounting for 11% of deaths in the area. Matthew Reed, chief executive of Marie Curie, said it is heartbreaking people nearing the end of their lives are worrying about basic needs and finance. He said social tariffs on energy bills, council tax relief and equity in end-of-life benefits are not just policy choices, they are a lifeline for dying people and their families. We urge political leaders and policymakers to consider these actionable and realistic policy recommendations so dying people no longer have to spend their precious final months in cold homes facing spiralling bills and impossible decisions. Nobody should die in poverty. Every person deserves comfort and dignity at the end of their life. The report's conclusion said there is no single solution to ending deaths in poverty or fuel poverty, adding there are practical steps governments across the UK can take to reduce the prevalence of poverty at the end of life. The report's recommendations ranged from urging the government to explore ways to provide additional support for housing costs for people with a terminal illness, to expanding the eligibility of the winter fuel payment. A government spokesperson said everyone should be able to spend their final days with dignity, and there are special rules in place so those nearing the end of their life get faster, easier access to benefits, in most cases at the highest rate. Alongside this, we're taking action to ease financial pressures, including expanding the £150 warm home discount to up to 6 million UK households and providing record amounts of funding to local councils through the Crisis and Resilience Fund to support those who need it most. As part of our plan for change, we're also investing more than £1 billion in homelessness services and delivering a record £39 billion in affordable and social housing.
Coast Path reopens in Holcombe. The Coast Path at Holcombe is back open again after repairs were completed. A section of the South West Coast Path had to be closed at the beginning of November after damage to the base of the seawall and the steps. Now it has been confirmed that contractors, Balfour Beatty, have finished the repairs on behalf of landowners Network Rail. Devon County Council's Public Rights of Way Warden has been on site and removed barriers and site notices. A 21-day emergency closure was imposed in the interests of public safety while an assessment of the damage and repairs were carried out. Holcombe residents had reported the damage after large blocks were seen scattered along the beach and cracks had appeared in the steps.
Councillor warning over SEND reform. Devon County Council's Member for Finance has criticised the government for failing to confront the growing crisis in special educational needs and disabilities in the budget. Devon carries one of the largest high needs deficits in the country. The Office for Budget Responsibility, OBR, has warned that these deficits are rising at an unsustainable rate, with National Dedicated Schools grant deficits forecast to reach $14 billion by 2028. Following confirmation from the OBR that SEND is now the biggest destabilising force facing local government, Councillor James Buskowski said ministers had chosen again to delay over action. There is still no detail on how services that support children and young people will be funded in future. Government promised an education reform white paper in the summer. We have now been told it will be delayed again until the new year. This is not reform. It is simply pushing the problem further down the road. Devon's high needs deficit is approaching £160 million. And this is a national policy failure. We still have no plan from government to address it. He concluded, "The devil is in the detail. Devon will continue to scrutinise the budget closely and press for the clarity and long-term certainty our communities deserve."